the word zois. This is the case. Everybody agrees, one and not two.
Yeah. Now, what about b'shnei anoshim u'shnei boylim? Let's say she remarried. She had one husband, and by the first husband, she was found with this man, Reuven. True. She became a soita once. Then the first and she drank the water and she was clean. Then the husband died, and she remarried. And now by the second husband, she was accused by a new man, not by Reuven, but by Shimon. If there's two husbands and two men involved, then also the kula yalm, everybody agrees, like pligi, everybody does not argue, to isha shoyse v'shoyna. Here, the din is, she does drink twice. Since by the second husband, it's a different man that she's accused by, so everybody agrees, the pasuk says, teiras, that there is a case that the same isha has to drink the water twice. Everybody agrees to this case. Where it's a new husband and a new man, then she does drink. Keep pligi, where is the machlekes over here? The ish echad ushnei boilim. Where she only has one husband, the same time, just two different years, and she was accused by two different men. First husband warned to stay away from this guy, Reuven, and the next year the boyfriend was Shimon. Here's the machlekes. Or else, vishnei anoshim, in the case where she has two husbands, uboil echad. Here is the machlekes. Where true, the first husband died, she has a second husband, but it's the same man. She was cheshed from Reuven by the first husband, and by the second husband, it's also that same man, Reuven. Here's the machlekes. Tanakama, sova, Tanakama over here holds, toiras l'rebuya kulu. That the word zeis toiras, toiras means plural, that all these last cases she does drink. Even though it's two husbands, even though it's two different men, still she has to drink. I, the pasuk says zeis, which is mashma only one time and not two times. I tell you, lamute, that comes to exclude ish echad ubeil echad. The only time, according to the Tanakhama, that she does not drink a second time, if it was but the same husband and with the same man, that this year a husband warned her, stay away from this boy, Reuven, and she didn't listen, she became a soita, and she drank the water. Then next year the same thing happens again with the same boy, Reuven, so then the Tanakhama agrees she does not drink a second time. That's the pasuk zois, from the same husband and the same man, she only drinks once and not twice. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Now, Rabbonim Basroi, the last Rabbonim that they say, no, she never drinks twice, Sarvi holds like this, zois, not that the pasuk says once and not twice, lemute kulu. All the cases she does not drink a second time. I, the pasuk says teiras, which is mashma plural, she does drink a second time. The Rebuya, that comes to include only one case where it's Shnei Anoshim or Shnei Boilim. When she got a second husband, her first husband died. By the first husband, she was a sight to then, because we were afraid she was living with this boy, Reuven. Then her first husband died, she remarried, and now by the second marriage, we're afraid of the boy, Shimon. So since there are two husbands and two men, here, even the Rabbonim Basroi agree that she does drink twice. That's the Rebbe of Teiras. There is this one case that the same wife would have to drink twice. Rebbe Yehuda, what does the middle sheet of Yehuda hold? Zois, that's the pasuk is mashma only one time and not two times. Lemute tarti, that comes to exclude two cases. Teiras, when the pasuk says Teiras, means to say she does drink twice. Lerabbi tarti, that also comes to include two times. What does that mean? Zois lemute tarti. The pasuk says zois, which means only one time and not two times. That includes like two cases she does not drink twice. Ish echad ubeil echad, that's for sure. Where both times it was with the same husband, and both times she was accused with the same man. So that even though she drank the first time, when she becomes a soita for a second time, she does not drink the water. The water would not test her, she remains also le'olam. That's one case. Another case also is ish echad, even if she has the same husband, ushnei boilim. Even though the two different men, this year she's afraid we accused her of Reuven, and next year we accuse her of Shimon, still she does not drink to the second time, since it's the same husband. That's all from the word zois. Zois is mashma one time and not two times, as long as it's the same husband. Then the pasuk says teiras, which is mashma the laws, plural. The rebuya that comes to include places that she does drink twice. And tarti, two cases. Where are the two cases? Shnei anoshim upoil abayel echad. One case is that she has two husbands. The first husband died and she remarried.
even though it's the same boyfriend she had by both of them, still she does not drink the second time, since there are two husbands involved. Or else, Shnei Anoshim Ushnei Boilim. Or else the case where she, this is for sure, where she has two different husbands and two different boyfriends. So, and also for sure, that's the Pasuk of Teras. No, that's not for sure. I mean, it's a Chiddush here. That here, this is the case she does drink twice. With two different husbands and the same boyfriend, or else two different husbands with two different boyfriends. The kid says, as long as it's two different husbands, then she does drink the second time. Just when it's the same husband, whether it's the same boyfriend or a different boyfriend, then she does not drink two times. So that's the pshat from this pasuk, zois teras haknois, that there are certain times that the wife drinks the water twice, and there are certain cases that she only drinks once, and the second time she would not have to drink, or she can't drink, the water would not test her out, so min ha-safek she remain asal yelam. Yehadir alecho ho yemevi. But the Mishnah says like this, ho yenoytel es minchosa, we used to take her mincha, now when you came into the Beis HaMikdash already, so they took minchosa, so Rashi says it means habal, the husband would take her mincha, mitoich kfifa mitzvus, and we said before, the husband used to bring the mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, like from his house, and a basket made from this palm leaves, a portion, a simple basket. So now the husband would take it, when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he would put the flour into the klisharis, v'noisna yoda, and he would put now this klisharis on her hands, v'noisna yoda on top of her hands, v'koyen meniach yoda metachteo, and the kohen would put his hands underneath it. In other words, that's the mitzvah of tenufa, that you have to pick up the mincha. So koyen meniach yoda metachteo, the kohen would put his hands underneath her hands. And they pick it up together. That's called mitzvah tenufa. Right. So that's the shaila. What's the heter for him to touch? So Tosfos says here, the koyin the top tais the koyin meniach yes yod tachter lekatoni v'stam amachtas yod lashminan the two for the koyin yishalmi the koyin meniach as yod tachter v'yena dov akir and meniach mapa v'yena choitzitz. The one teretz is he has to put like a towel there, like he has to put a handkerchief there. There has to be something in between his hands and our hands. Another teretz is maybe kohen zokin, that we take an old kohen. The filo tame a kohen, yet even want to take a young kohen, shen yetzar mitzuyi l'shor. Teretz says for this short time, we're not afraid of the yetzar. So it gets the three truths from the Yerushalmi. Whether it's talking about with a handkerchief, with an older kohen, or no, for the short time, we're not afraid of the yetzar. The kid said, that's the mitzvah of tenufa, that we have to put the mincha in her hand, and then the kohen puts his hands underneath her hands, and they pick it up together. Now, heinous, they make this mitzvah tenufa, v'hegish, then the kohen, like we learned before, takes the mincha and brings it near the mizbeach, komatz, then the kohen makes the chemitza, takes his hands full of it, v'hikter, then he burns the chemitza on the mizbeach, v'hashar, the leftover of the mincha, the leftover of the flour, is nechol kohanim. That goes to the Khan and they could eat it. Now, for Yamashka, the Mishnah says what? First they used to let her drink the water, the Yachaknach Makar Ves Minchosa, and then they would first bring her Mincha. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no, just the opposite. Makar Ves Minchosa, first the Kayin would bring her Mincha, the Yachaknach Yamashka, and then she would drink the water, the Nehamor. So it's a question, what was the Seder? Did she first drink the water and then drink the mincha? Or did they first bring the mincha and then she drank from the water? So if you, Rav Shimon holds Shenemek, what the Pasuk says, the acha yishka esa isha, esa mayim, mashma afterwards, after they bring the mincha, then she first goes to drink the water. But the Mishnah says, even according to Rav Shimon, what's going to be im hishka? Let's say they let her drink the water first. The yachaka hikrim es minchosa, and then she went to bring her mincha, lochus ksheira. Whereas this halach, according to Reb Shimon, that you have to bring the mincha first, and then the hashkor, then she drinks, that's la mitzvah, la chetchila. But with the evidence, if they change the order, it's still kosher. So it sounds like this. Oma le Rebbe Elozo le Rebbe Yashia. Rebbe Elozo said to Rebbe Yashia, the doorway of his door, In other words, he meant to say, if his door, he was an Amoira. And it doesn't mean Reb Lezer ben Fedos, that was, it doesn't mean a Tana. Sometimes, yeah, Rashi says, Amoira hu, b'dayra shor Reb Lezer ben Fedos, v'yoyder Reb Yashi yoshor yatana, ba'plukta, there was a Reb Yashi, there was a Tana. So he wants to say, here he's talking to Reb Yashi of his door, that was the Amoira. The what? So Reb Lezer told him, lo yteisa v'akarecha, don't sit down yet, ad mefarshes lo, lo milsa. Until you'll explain to me this halacha. Minayin, how do we know this halacha? Minayin laminchas soita shetuna tenufa. How do we know the halacha, like it says in our Mishnah? That when we have the mincha, we have to put it in her hand, and then the kohen puts his hand underneath her hand, and they pick it up together. How do we know there's a mitzvah of tenufa? So the Mara asks, Minolan, that's your question, v'heinef ksiv bo. The pasuk says clearly, "V'heinif," that you have to make a tenufa. The Torah says it. What's your question? So Mara says, "B'bailam minolam." That's the question. How do we know with the owner? And the bailam of this mincha is the isha, is the soita. So how do we know the soita has to make the tenufa? So Gemara, maybe only the kohen has to do it. So Gemara answers, "Asya yad yad mishlamim." We learn it out. Gzera shava yad yad from the korb mishlamim. Ksiv hoch. It says over here by soita. The kohen takes it from the hands of the isha. Uksiv Osman says over there, Yodav Tviyanu, says also Loshen by Yishlomim, your hands bring it. So we know, Ma Kan Kohen. Just like over here by Saita, for sure the kohen has to be involved with the Tnufa. He's part of it. Is Aflahalan, same thing over there by Korban Shlomim, also we need a kohen involved with the Tnufa. Just like over there by Shlomin, Bailim, here the pasuk says clearly the owner of the korban, he has to be with the tenufa, but there it doesn't say a kohen. So we learn out from Saita that you need a kohen also. But once it says by Shlomin, the Bailim has to make the tenufa, is Afkan, we learn it back over here to Saita, that Bailim, the owner also has to do the tenufa. Okay, so how do we have the two alochis? Like we said, Meniach Yodoi, the kohen puts his hand underneath the owner's, the bailam or the kor of the minchas, or hands, and then I pick it up together. So here by sight of the bailam of the minchas is the isha, therefore that's the halacha of the Mishnah, that the kohen puts his hands underneath the isha's hands. Heinif, the Mishnah says, the hegish, then they make the snufa, then make the hagosha, komatz, the kohen makes the kemitza. Then it says, that what did they do then? The Tanakhama says, they say that Zvorim was, first they would make a drink, the Nehamorim, they would have the Megillah written up, and they would put it in the water, and then she would drink it. Then they first brought the Mincha. That's what the Tanakhama holds. So Mora Sakasho, Ho'akruvo, the Zechura, they made the Akhtar already. Like the same that the Mishnah starts off saying is, Umeinif, Heinif, Hegish, Komas, Victor. So it starts saying that you have to make the Akhtara. So then you have to make the Ashoka. Then you have to first make a drink. So how could the Tanakhama say, first you make a drink, the water, and then you bring the Mincha? And the Mishnah smash, but not like that. So Gemara says, no. Hochi Komar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Seida Minocha is Ketzet. How is the Seder? How do we bring the Mincha by itself? We're not going into what came first, the water or the Mincha. First, the Mishnah just says, how's the Seder of her Mincha? A Seder has to bring a Mincha. How is the Avoid of the Mincha? So we say, the halachas of the Mincha are that Hainif, true, you have to make a Tanufa first, the Hegish, then the Kohen has to take the Mincha and bring it near the Mizbeach. Karen Marov's Dreamus, like we had. Komatz, then the kohen makes the kemitza, the hikter, then he makes the aktar, he burns it, the ashar nechol kahanim, and the kohen is allowed to eat the rest, the leftover of the mincha, the kohen could eat. These are the lochis about the mincha itself. Now, uvi hashko gufo, but what's the locha? At which stage? When does she have to drink the mehamorim? When does he drink from the water? That's pligi Rabbi Shimon of Rabbanan. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. The Rabbanan sarv, the Rabbanan hold, mashke, first she drinks from the mehamorim, v'yachakach makrives minchosa, and then after that first the kohanim bring the mincha, Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says no. To say that Zvor means makrives minchosa. First, she has to go and bring the mincha. The kohen brings the mincha. V'yachakach mashka. And that's for this after she drinks. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yacha yishke. Mashma afterwards, v'yacha yishke, after they bring the mincha, that's when she has to drink. V'yacha, after she brought the mincha, then she drinks the mehamar. Then the Mishnah does say, though, even though it's a machloikas, the Mishnah ends off to say, though, but v'yim hishka, let's say they did make a drink first. V'yacha kachikriv, and then she brought the, then they brought the mincha afterwards, even according to Rav Shimon, the halacha is, the hikrives minchosa kshera, the halacha is b'dieved, even if they change the order, the mincha is still kosher. Still kosher. It's worse stuff like this now. Tana Rabban, what's in a brisa like this? To say that Zvorim is in the psukim, it says three times the Indian,